Sweet hour of prayer. Sweet hour of prayer. A time that calls me from a world of care. And I can go with whatever is in my heart and lay it right there at my Father's throne. And whatever is troubling me, whatever is bothering me, right there, I can make all my wants and wishes known. Anytime, anywhere, any place, any season of distress and grief, right there at that throne, right there with my Father, I can find peace. My soul will find relief. Angels have to get back. The devil will have to go on vacation, because I can get away and just talk to him in this moment, in this hour, this sweet hour of prayer. There are hours of work and hours of play, hours of rest, hours of business, hours of silence, and hours of commotion, hours of study, hours of concentration, and hours of sleep. But the greatest hour in every Christian life is when you get together with God and talk about your journey. It's the hour of prayer. And I don't know what's on your mind right now. Whatever it is, it's your prayer. Whatever you feel right now is at rock bottom your prayer. And nobody knows what you are feeling but you. Nobody can see your inner sanction. Nobody can explore the throne room of your soul. This kind of visionary scrutiny belongs exclusively to God. And you know something? The Father knows. The Son knows. And thank God, the Holy Spirit knows. That's why you can go to Him anytime, any place, anywhere, with anybody, and have a sweet talk in a sweet hour of prayer.
Welcome to the Rainbow Morning Rush with Kel. I'm your host, Kel Marvette. I'd like to kindly thank everyone for joining this morning. Hope everyone is ready for this brand new day and kicked off. I had your coffee and ready for ready to go. Next song coming up is coming from the Merrills, and it's entitled Friend of Mine.
Yeah. my mother. It was hard for my sister and my brothers. We found ourselves in the days. Tears running down our face. What will we do? Where will we go? We didn't have options. We were hurting so. But look at us.
just like the river I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change don't come.
Change is gonna come. A change is gonna come.
Good morning, everyone. You are tuned into the Rainbow Morning Rush with Kel. It is 26 minutes after the hour. I'd like to thank everyone for joining us this morning. It's time for us to acknowledge someone that's celebrating birthdays today. We wish you a happy birthday and a great and marvelous celebration today. Also, if you're celebrating an anniversary, a new marriage announcement, or an engagement, we congratulate you on that also. At this time, we're going to do our birthday song for the one that's celebrating birthdays today. And the next song you will hear will be coming from Whitney Houston and CeCe Wines, entitled Bridge Over Troubled Waters.
and you know you'll shine, and all your dreams are on their way.
There is a load you have to bear. to my brother for a minute, y'all. Now, JoJo, we done seen it all, did it all, done it all. Yeah, we have. Back against the wall, standing in the middle at the crossroads. In and out of trouble, how we still here, only Lord knows. When I walk through the fire, at my lowest moment, when the party's over, you was there for me. When nothing wasn't working, my soul started hurting. Thought we were over, you was there for me.
Stand by me. So darling, darling, should stumble and fall, or the mountains should crumble to the sea. Just as long as you stand by me.
Help you up when you are down.
What can a brother do for me?
help me be the best man I can. My brother, brother. Yeah. See, sometimes I might go astray, but he'll lead me back the right way. He'll show me everything's okay. Cause he's my brother, 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 brother. Yeah. Brother, 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 brother. Oh, I know sometimes you need me, and I got your back. Oh, cause I know you got mine, cause you're mine.
Gotta love each other. everybody in the street.
We don't want to help them.
Kids and families in Africa with no food to eat.
We don't want to help them.
Someone dealing with molestation, their orientation, no destination. Guess what? We are all God's children.
Someone somewhere hurting, and though the sun fill your sky, tears fill someone else's eyes. Even though you're alright, there is someone lonely tonight. So help me, Lord, please, help somebody.
Oh,
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Rainbow Voice Network News. I am your host, Kel Marvette, or reporting. First news is coming from Pennsylvania. A Pennsylvania lawmaker to introduce sweeping transgender rights legislation. While LGBT people still lack basic non-discrimination protections in Pennsylvania, one representative is focusing his efforts on making sure these protections will apply to trans people who are often overlooked in this kind of legislation. Representative Mark Cohen has announced plans to introduce four separate transgender rights bills this session, covering transition-related health care through Medicaid, state employees' access to transition-related care, a tax credit for private businesses that offer employees this care, and protections and equal access for trans students in public schools. Cohen believes it will be some time before he's able to introduce the bills, as he will need to build up support and get an adequate number of co-sponsors to sign on. This is especially true considering Pennsylvania's hesitation to pass a broader bill giving basic non-discrimination rights to the general LGBT community. The bills are based on an LGBT equality ordinance approved in Philadelphia last spring. According to transgender activist Jordan Gwendolyn Davis. Davis said the groundbreaking city level policy inspired transgender activists to bring such measures to the state level under Cohen's leadership. Quote, these are all bills that up until a few years ago, mainstream lawmakers would have ran away from. And that goes to show that transgender community has come a long way and that we still have a long way to go, end quote, Davis said. This is the first time these type of bills are being introduced in Pennsylvania's history, end quote. In other news, we have a news coming from Idaho. Idaho won't let a Navy veteran be buried next to her wife. Madeline Taylor, a 74-year-old U.S. Navy veteran, recently asked the Idaho Veterans Cemetery if she could reserve a place for interment along with the ashes of her partner, Gene, who died in 2012. The cemetery allows spouses of veterans to be buried or interred with them. She was horrified, though not surprised, when they said no. Quote, I'm not surprised, Taylor said. Quote, I've been discriminated against for 70 years, and they might as well discriminate against me in death as well as life, end quote. A spokesman with the Division of Veterans Service told KBOLI 2 News that they, quote, have to abide by Idaho state constitution, end quote, which only recognizes marriage between a man and a woman. Quote, I don't see where the ashes of a couple of lesbians is going to hurt anyone, end quote, Taylor said. This is our next story is coming from Minnesota. A couple is getting married in Minnesota today and then suing South Dakota to recognize it. It's illegal for Nancy Robron and Jenny Rosenkrantz, partners of almost 30 years, to get married in their home state of South Dakota. So today they're getting hitched in Minneapolis, and when they get home, they're suing to have their marriage recognized. Robron and Rosenkrantz, 68 and 72, have 4 children and 6 grandchildren. They'll be married in a private ceremony by the city's mayor, Betsy Hodges, and then introduced as, quote, Mr. and Mrs. Rosenbron, end quote. and then they'll join together join two other couples in a federal class action lawsuit against South Dakota, challenging its voter-approved ban on recognizing any same-sex marriages. Quote, we are approaching the time when end-of-life decisions and plans need to be made. There are many federal protections that will become available to us through this Minnesota marriage, end quote, said Rosenbaum in a statement on Mattia Law LLC website. Quote, we hope to see the day when couples like us don't have to travel out of South Dakota to marry, end quote. Once the lawsuit is filed, North Dakota, Montana, and Alaska will be the only U.S. states without marriage equality or litigation seeking to establish the freedom to marry currently pending in state or federal court. Nationwide, there are 65 separate cases seeking marriage equality in 31 states and territories, including Puerto Rico, according to advocacy group Freedom to Marry. This concludes our news broadcast. Stay tuned for our morning variety show, which airs next.
When I was in the third grade, I thought that I was gay, cause I could draw, my uncle was, and I kept my room straight. I told my mom, tears rushing down my face, she's like, Ben, you've loved girls since before pre-K, tripping. Yeah, I guess she had a point, didn't she? Bunch of stereotypes all in my head. I remember doing the math, like, yeah, I'm good at Little League, a preconceived idea of what it all meant. But those that like the same sex have the characteristics. The right-wing conservatives think it's a decision, and you can be cured with some treatment and religion. Man-made rewiring of a predisposition, playing God. Oh nah, here we go. America the brave still fears what we don't know. God loves all his children. It's somehow forgotten, but we paraphrase a book written 3,500 years ago.
Bye-bye,
I don't know.
Bye-bye. And I can't change, even if I try. Even if I wanted to, and I can't change, even if I tried, even if I wanted to. My love, my love, my love, she keeps me warm, she keeps me warm, she keeps me warm, she keeps me warm.
If I was gay, I would think hip-hop hates me. Have you read the YouTube comments lately? Man, that's gay, gets dropped on the daily. We become so numb to what we're saying. A culture founded from oppression. Yeah, we don't have acceptance for them. Call each other faggots behind the keys of a message board. A word rooted in hate, yet our genre still ignores it. Gay is synonymous with the lesser. It's the same hate that's caused wars from religion, gender, skin color, the complexion of your pigment. The same fight that led people to walk out and sit-ins. It's human rights for everybody. There is no difference. Live on and be yourself. When I was at church, they taught me something else. If you preach hate at the service, those words aren't anointed. That holy water that you soak in has been poisoned. When everyone else is more comfortable remaining voiceless rather than fighting for humans that have had their rights stolen. I might not be the same, but that's not important. No freedom till we're equal. Damn right I support it. Press pause. Progress marches on. With the veil over our eyes, we turn our back on the cause. Till the day that my uncles can be united by law. When kids aren't walking around the hallway, plagued by pain in their heart. A world so hateful, some would rather die than be who they are. And a certificate on paper isn't gonna solve it all, but it's a damn good place to start. No law's gonna change us. We have to change us. Whatever God you believe in, we come from the same one. Strip away the fear. Underneath it's all the same love. About time that we raised up.
I am a warrior. truth of how God made you, and just embrace your true soul. John said to love one another, even as I do love you. John said to love one another, because in love you find the truth. Love is the truth. Love is the truth. Yeah. Love is the truth.
Baby, live your life, live your life, live your life.
open secret doors. Find space to follow where truth leads. Trust the heart brings what you need. East wind blow, ready set go. Life's an open road.
Live your life.
everyone, and welcome to this Sunday morning, and welcome to the morning, Rainbow Morning Rush with Kel. I'm your host, Kel Marvel. I'd like to kind of thank everyone for joining us this morning. It's time for us to have our comedy break. Our featured comedian this morning is Samson.
The thing that I hate the most, though, is, like, people, they say that being gay is a choice, you know, like, and I hate people saying, who chooses to be vilified, you know, who chooses for people to, you know, to say things about them and, you know, mock them and beat them up on the street and stuff like that. Nobody chooses to be gay, you know. I never woke up late one night like, oh shit, something's missing. I'm black. I'm a man. I want to be fierce. You know, you know, I never did nothing like that, you know, and it's like, y'all are stupid. It's like, I never, you know, did nothing like that. So, you know, and it's like, I've always known that I'm gay, you know, like, because, like, growing up, like, I did things that boys do, but, you know, I did them, like, with a twist, you know, like, I, you know. So I played, like, you know, Tekken and Mortal Kombat and stuff like that, and the other boys would pick, like, Paul Phoenix and Marshall Lott, pick, like, Nina, you know. Big clue, you know, and I would do those little spin kick things and stuff like that, and I'd be like, oh, yes. I don't know. It's really, really crazy. Like, people try to put you in that box, you know. So people say, okay, so if being gay is not a choice, then what happened? And I'm like, I don't know. Maybe my mother ate too many Skittles while she was pregnant. And something happened in there. I don't know. You know. And, like, coming out, you know, taste the rainbow. You know, coming out, like, to my mother was really, really hard. Like, I thought it would be easy. Because my mother does, like, makeup. So, you know, like, most makeup ladies and clothing ladies and people who do, like, interior design, they're supposed to, like gay people. And, like, when I came out to her, she was like, not in my house. You know, she was frying my chicken and anointing oil. And seriously, like when you, like, it's like my white friends, like, because they, and Wayne, you inspired me too. Yes, you did. You was like, you better tell your mother that shit. No, like, and so, like, it was like really, really, like, it was like really, really, you know, it was interesting trying to come out, you know, because, like, I saw my white friends come out. And, you know, they came out, you know, and they was, like, throwing parties, and their parents was, like, paying their scholarships and stuff like that. In a black family, you come out, they taking your ass to church. That was just plain as well. You know. It was just lots and lots of church, like every day, 7 days a week. You know, we bind that spirit of homosexuality. And I was like, yes, bind that spirit. So that was like crazy. And this shit came out again. Sick of this shit. Yeah. I don't know, but it was like really, really crazy coming out. Okay, so like when I first came out to my mother, like it was crazy because like my mother, like she is like the spiritual woman. Like she believes in God. And so it's like, you know, as far as she'd been taught, like, you know, being gay was, you know, bad. Then, of course, being from the South, you know, of course, you don't be no sissy. So, you know, like, it was crazy because my mother is, like, my mother slash, like, personal evangelist, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I go to her to reach God, you know what I'm saying? Like, God sits on the bed and talks to her every morning, you know? I'd be like, what'd he look like? She'd be like, he got cornrows. So, you know, like, it would be crazy because she would call me, like, when I first came out to her, like, she wasn't going for it, and, like, I would get these calls, and, like, each call would get more and more intense. Like, the first call would be like, Sam, call me whenever you get a chance, all right? Bye. Second call. Praise the Lord. You need to call me, all right? Bye. Third call. All right, Satan. He's like, all right, Satan. I done called you 3 times. I know you're somewhere doing that faggot shit, but you need to call me, all right? Bye. You know, so it was crazy. So eventually, like, we, like, really, really, we had that conversation. Like, she was like, all right, why do you want to be gay? And I was like, my being gay is not a choice. I was like, you know, this is the card that I got dealt. And I was like, did you choose to be a woman? She's like, no. I'm like, did you choose to be black? She's like, no. I'm like, it's the same way with being gay. So we went through the whole process, and, like, she's been very accepted. She's been very supportive and loving, and I love you, Ma. Thank you. So it was a crazy journey. And she actually bought me a pair of shoes as her acceptance gift. Like, she came home one day, she was like, I bought you these shoes. I was like, really? She was like, yeah, you like them? I was like, yeah, I like them. She was like, I thought so. They look kind of gayish, don't they?
Ladies and gentlemen, as always, it's been great, but the time has come for me to move on. Now, just in case any of you ladies out there find yourself in a peculiar situation, I want to leave this with you, the bomb.
All of you ladies out there, turn up your radio. Girls, I'm about to tell you something you may can describe what I felt inside when I found out the man I love loved another guy. We were at a party, oh, to have a little fun. But when I looked around, my man was I walked outside, I couldn't believe my eyes. He was in heels on, breathing hard and French kissing. I was ready for marriage, shoes on, Helen and Jane. When all the time it was hand, it was Bill that was my man. Bill was a friend, and he was God uncle to my only son. Now it looks like Uncle Billy wants to be his stepmom. See, I was ready for Mary. I knew I had those feelings, and I didn't want it to be. See, I thought by being with you, girl, I thought it would change me. As tears came to my eyes, she says, I'm sorry, I hurt you so. Go. I was ready for Barbara.
Jim, Betty, summer wind blows in again. Sometimes I wonder where we lost it. My good intentions, your favorite weapon, and still I've yet to learn my lesson. Days. I think that you should you should. Some face in this desert place, getting away from me. That juxtaposition, but right now it's indecision. Do I go back out and chase you down? Will you be the one that got away? No, stay with me. We might never have to leave. You're my southern king. We live it for the day. You should.
Come on, baby, step inside. 'Cause now we're going on a crazy magic carpet rude. But who gives a care of people like you? You just live your life a happy human being, and then you bless them with your sunbeam.
Thank you.
time you're around, I feel so much better, babe. But you don't know, 'cause I don't say a word. And he don't love me like I thought he would, but I still stay. I still stay.
Come and heal my pain.
For joining us for the Rainbow Morning Rush with Kel. I'm your host, Kel Marvell. I kind of thank everyone for joining this morning. It is 3 minutes before the hour. Be sure to join us each and every Monday and Tuesday morning from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Let's close out with a song coming from Fantasia. See you tomorrow, same time, same slot. God bless you.
Talking about people, I hear them whisper, you won't believe it, they think we're lovers, kept undercover, I just ignore it, but they keep saying we laugh just a little too loud, we stand just a little too close, and we say, maybe they see it. Something.